Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton with another week's worth of inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Here's what's on the way.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Coming up, we'll hear about a ministry that is handing out Bibles to Chinese tourists.
I'm John Graham, and Kelly Rosati joins us today on The Culture Connection to talk about the drop box and how a pastor in Seoul, South Korea is saving lives every day.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll talk with a man who was led by God to take his family to the other side of the world to be on mission.
I'm Myrna Brown. As we enjoy this season of Christmas classics, singer-songwriter Paul Balazs helps us make our favorite Christmas hymns vertical.
Also today, we highlight international missions on our Missionary Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. The Southern Cross Project is in the international thick of things, helping to get Bibles and materials to Chinese vacationers in Thailand and Taiwan. Let's get the story now from Juliana Smoke on Life with Purpose Radio.
How do you get thousands of Bibles into a country that is closed off? Southern Cross Project gets Bibles into Chinese hands, and they do so by going to the destinations where Chinese tourists go and give them Bibles. Billy Duncan is a pastor of Bellwood Baptist Church in Columbus, Georgia, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio to share how his church is involved with Southern Cross Project. Hello, Brother Billy.
Hello, Juliana. It's a joy to join you today.
Now, your church has handed out close to 500 Bibles, and your church has seen firsthand the impact of Southern Cross Project in the lives of Chinese.
Yes, we have a group, on site today in Taiwan, and they are distributing Bibles. They have distributed, as you said, 500 Bibles today. We have been going there for several years, since 2006, and have the privilege and opportunity to distribute Bibles to the Chinese that come there from the mainland. And they have the privilege and opportunity of taking those Bibles back in-country, read those, share those with other family members. And it's an excellent, excellent ministry of the International Mission Board. And it's just been a real privilege for our church to be able to go and be a part of this ministry for several years now.
Mm-hmm. And going to China and handing out hundreds of Bibles wouldn't be possible.
No, it would not, because that's a closed country. There would be restrictions placed upon us immediately. Last year alone, we were able to go into over 20 provinces with those Bibles as the people come into Taipei and then come to Sun Moon Lake to vacation. Those Bibles are distributed, given to them. They take them back with them into home. We could have never placed enough personnel in China with those Bibles, but in just a matter of a five-brief-day period, we were able to touch 20 provinces in the country of China alone.
Wow.
So you can see by that itself, it was a very, very powerful ministry to distribute the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. And on average, multiple families are sharing one Bible.
Well, that's true. We have been told through some research that anywhere from 8 to 10 families are having the privilege to read that Bible and share that Bible. So you can just begin to look at the numbers of how that's impacting churches and Christians there in China.
Mm-hmm. So volunteers go to hot China vacation spots to give out free Bibles and share the gospel.
Exactly. These are men and women that volunteer to go at their own expense. And they spend approximately 10 days to 14 days flying there on ground, working with John Randall and the Southern Cross Project there, distributing those Bibles and developing relationships. And because the Chinese, some of them do speak English, immediately when we begin to engage in conversation, we exchange email addresses. And, of course, the relationships many times continue beyond that initial point of contact there. They will email us back and forth during the year. And, of course, we have opportunity to begin to develop relationships and share the gospel with them.
Mm-hmm. And then plug them into the local church there in China.
Exactly. As a part of the distribution of the Bibles, there is discipleship material that goes back in country with them. And what we try to do is we attempt to try to put them in contact with a church or some believers or personnel that's on ground there in mainland China.
That's outstanding. And how has the Lord used this ministry in the life of your church?
It just creates a desire and a hunger in the heart of people to want to share the Bible. When they see other individuals get Bibles And the reaction and the response that they get many times of just total surprise, it just excites our people. Our people come back, they're greater prayers, they're greater givers, and they're greater goers. Those people come back excited about sharing the gospel. People come back more committed to giving to the corporative program and giving to Lottie Moon and giving to other mission opportunities in the church. And
Amen. If someone is listening and wants to get involved with this ministry, how can they go about doing so?
The best thing to do is to go online and go to southerncrossproject.org. And I would challenge churches and pastors to go on the website and get involved with this. This is an excellent, excellent opportunity to build a missional heartbeat in the life of the church.
We've been speaking with Billy Duncan, pastor of Bellwood Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today and sharing with us about Southern Cross Project.
God bless you. It's been a great joy, Juliana, to be with you and sharing this time together.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Chief?
Isn't it kind of cool how you grow from a seed into a real person?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Okay,
but how do I keep growing?
That's a good question.
Why do you stop growing when you become a daddy?
Well, your bones, they...
But when you become a grandpa, shouldn't you be big as a building?
Andrew, how old are you again?
You don't know? I thought you knew everything.
Isn't life amazing? Savor every moment. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. There's a faith-based film that depicts the ministry called The Drop Box and how they help save newborn babies. Kelly Rizzotti joins John Graham for the story on today's Culture Connection.
To many of our tech-savvy listeners, a Dropbox is a place to store files online. But in the streets of Seoul, South Korea, it has a completely different meaning, and a new documentary will shed light on the subject. Kelly Rizzotti, Vice President over Focus on the Family's Orphan Care Efforts, is here to tell us all about the film. Kelly, welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's a joy to have you. Now, tell me about the film, The Dropbox.
It's really a story about a pastor in Seoul, South Korea, who built, as you said, a drop box on the outside of his church. And the reason he did it was so that people would no longer throw away and abandon babies on the streets of South Korea. Instead, they would put them in the drop box so that their lives could be saved. And this courageous pastor has now been responsible for saving hundreds of lives. It's really an incredible story, and he and his wife are now raising 15 children.
My goodness. I mean, there are so many folks that can't have children. It's just horrifying to think that someone would just completely abandon one.
The people who find themselves in that situation are so desperate. They're doing the last best thing they know how to do to try to give that child a chance at life, and so that's really the essence of the Dropbox, is it's a reminder of the dignity and the sanctity of every human life.
Now, how did the film come to be and Focus on the Family get behind it?
There was a young, aspiring filmmaker at USC in the film school, and his name is Brian Ivey. And he was not a Christian, and he read an article in the LA Times about this pastor who built the mailbox to save babies. And he said, I'm going to make a documentary about this, and I'm going to win the Sundance Film Festival, and I'm going to get famous, and this is going to be great for me. And so he set about to go do that. And in the course of doing that, he became a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Seeing himself and being able to identify with the needs of these kids. And in Pastor Lee, he describes how he came to realize how much God loved him and wanted him and desired him and pursued him. And and he came to Christ at this young age. And now God is not only showing the whole world what his love is like through Pastor Lee and his example, but also through the story of Brian Ivey, the filmmaker, and the story of his salvation experience. So that's another really exciting aspect to all of this. And so we really hope people will go check out the Dropbox. It's showing March 3rd, 4th, and 5th in more than 700 theaters all across the country, and people can buy tickets. I urge them to do that because I think, unlike a lot of movies, this is going to sell out, and they can get tickets at thedropboxfilm.com.
That is, again, thedropboxfilm.com. Kelly, thank you so much for sharing with us today. This story sounds amazing. I personally love documentaries. Some folks might, you know, think, well, this doesn't sound that interesting. Speak to those folks real quick. What would you say to them?
Well, it is most definitely interesting. It's captivating. One of the things I suspect people might wonder about is it depressing? And here's the great news about it, is that even though it's honest, obviously, about, you know, circumstances that are depressing that we're talking about here, it is so filled with hope and joy and love. You can't even believe it. And you'll see it with your own eyes as you look in the faces of these children and in the face of Pastor Lee and his wife. And so I would say definitely interesting. But if you've been worried about it being too heavy, don't. You will be inspired. And in fact, what happens at the end of the movie is you wonder, wow, what am I going to do about this cause of orphans? Mm. And we actually have a conversation at the end with some panelists, with Jim Daly, our president, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and others, about how each of us can be involved and play a role in the lives of orphans, even when we're not going to be called to be Pastor Lee's.
Wow, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing with us about this film and thedropboxfilm.com. And until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present weekly stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. Hey, take just a moment if you can and let us hear from you. Our email address is always available, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can send us your comments about the program, questions you may have, and story suggestions. And you can join us online as well, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @LWP Radio. And you can take advantage of our free book. It's The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, from best-selling author Steve Parts. Absolutely free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Just a small way of saying thank you for being a listener. Well, let's get back to this week's stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. As we enjoy this season of Christmas classics, singer-songwriter Paul Baloche helps us make our favorite Christmas hymns vertical. Find out what that means.
All right. Also yet to come, we highlight what drives international missionaries to take the gospel to the people groups of the world on our Missionary Moments. But before all of that, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with a story halfway around the world.
The Philippines is literally half a world away. But even on the other side of the globe, there are people who need to hear about God's love through Jesus Christ. And there are others who are called to go there to be on mission to reach the Philippine people with the gospel. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with one of our Southern Baptist International missionaries whom God led to this part of the world. Let's listen.
I'm very pleased today to be connected by way of the Internet with Dave Daggett, one of our very fine international missionaries who's serving along with his wife in the Philippines. Dave, first let me say thank you to you and to your wife, Yvette, for your service to our Lord in international missions, and thank you for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. White, for the invitation. I'm very glad to share.
Dave, I know that you're originally from Orlando, Florida, and you served in international missions for about 15 years. Please tell our listeners how God led you and your wife and your family into international missions and something about your ministry there in the Philippines.
Back in 1990, I had the privilege to take a short-term mission trip to the Philippines. And before I left there, God had really spoken to me very clearly about that's where I wanted to be. And for the next 9 years then, I took five more short-term mission trips to the Philippines. God seemed to bless those. It was just a matter of timing. In the year 2000, the Lord opened the door for us to go ahead and make that transition to be career missionaries there.
But we're very grateful for your ministry. I know that you've been involved in starting new churches there in the Philippines, and I also know that you have a deaf child, and you've been prepared to reach out to deaf people there, and that has had an incredible impact in your ministry, both with hearing and with deaf people. Tell us more about how you go about starting churches in the Philippines.
Well, a lot of what we can do to try to add value to the community through medical missions, vacation Bible schools, film showings, things like that. We've also been able to get into public schools and share the gospel through True Love Weight seminars, dental hygiene, anti-smoking campaigns, mm-hmm. like that. So all those have been door openers for us. And then, of course, anytime you can reach deaf people through sign language, that's just in itself opens lots of doors.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've seen many come to faith in Christ, and you've been a part of discipling the Philippine people to be leaders in the churches there. I wondered if you could share with our listeners a brief story of someone that you've seen become a follower of Christ and is now active in the church there.
Yes. The person that really stands out in my mind is Mercy, Sister Mercy. She joined a Bible study one evening that was being held near her home. She just participated so much. She just was so open and just had so much to contribute to the discussion. We kind of saw her as a potential leader, so we invited her. After she attended with us a couple of weeks, we invited her to take next week's story home, study that, and come back and present it the following Saturday night. She was really excited to do that. And the interesting thing is that while she was studying that lesson, she realized that something she had known for a long time, she had never truly accepted Christ as her Savior. And the way she told it to us later, she said, "I just got on my knees next to my bed, accepted Christ, and came and I taught mm-hmm. the lesson."
That's marvelous.
And God really blessed. Now, the fallout from that was her husband was very, very strongly opposed to her being a part of a born-again Christian ministry. And so he persecuted her very, very severely for a number of years. But he just noticed that she never caved in. She never gave up her faith. So when on his 52nd birthday, he asked her, "Would you please introduce me to the Lord that gives you so much hope and so much peace?" And so he came to know the Lord as his Savior.
What a marvelous story of faith and following Christ. Thank you so much, Dave, for sharing that with us. You know, during this season of the year, Southern Baptists are emphasizing our work in international missions across the world, and you represent one of the wonderful families that's left your home and your country and moved to a distant place to follow God's call in response to the Great Commission and to make disciples of all nations. I want you to know we love you for that, and we pray for you, and we support you and the nearly 5,000 other international missionaries with our gifts through the cooperative program, the Lottie Moon Christmas offering for international missions each year. I wonder if you might share with our listeners, how can we be praying for you at this particular time in your ministry there in the Philippines?
Yeah. Well, thank you for your kind words there, Dr. White, and thank you for asking us how you can pray for us, because we really believe the importance of prayer. Personal spiritual growth, spiritual maturity mm-hmm. is big in our hearts. And we're just asking the Lord to just strengthen our faith, our walk with Him. Then for our family, we really desire to be good spiritual models of maturity to our children and grandchildren.
Yes.
And we've had wonderful opportunities to share with Him. We thank you for praying for us in those two regards.
Well, we will certainly do that, Dave. And please give our best to Yvette and to all of your family. We love you, and we're thankful for your many years of service. I've been talking with Dave Daggett, who, along with his wife, Yvette, and their family are international missionaries on behalf of the Southern Baptist Convention, serving among the folks there living in the Philippines. Dave, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White.
For more information on Southern Baptist International Missions, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Paul Balazs is back on Life with Purpose Radio with more Christmas worship. Myrna Brown has the music and backstory of Volume 2, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of
There is so much content, beauty, and theology in that Christmas classic. And as beautiful and as nostalgic as it is, singer-songwriter Paul Baloche says there's a way to make it vertical. He joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Paul. Welcome back.
Hi, Myrna. Good to speak with you again.
So, Paul, what makes a song vertical in nature?
I use that expression in vertical. It would be like prayer-like first person. You know, it'd be like when I'm with my wife around the dinner table, I don't speak about her. You know, I love her. But if I was speaking about her in the third person, it can be unusual. So when in the context of worship, corporate worship, or even private worship, I would say vertical worship is like singing your prayers. So as you just explained, so many of the Christmas carols that we know and love that are nostalgic and that retell the Christmas narrative, they're wonderful, but sometimes they lack that prayer, first-person, vertical dimension, if you will, that we're often accustomed to when we sing worship on a Sunday.
So, for instance, Paul, O Holy Night, which is the song that we're referring to, perfect example.
In fact, as a worship pastor in my church a couple years ago, that was one of the songs that finally made me go, I really want to do a Christmas worship project, because I thought, I'll bet other churches or worship pastors struggle with this. O Holy Night, such a beautiful melody, powerful lyric and melody. And yet, you know, when we would sing it at church, I'd see a few folks in there with their hands in the air singing, O Night Divine.
Yeah.
It dawned on me like, wow, wait a minute. You know, it's beautiful, but we're kind of singing about a night. So that's when I would often take either a familiar worship chorus or just write a simple vertical worship chorus so that the, you know, coming out of a familiar Christmas carol that creates the scene and stirs our hearts and creates these images in our mind and then transition just seamlessly into a simple vertical prayerful-like chorus. So it kind of puts the attention and the focus back on Jesus personally.
When Christ is born,
and singing that with you on the record is Catherine Scott.
One of my favorites. She's a pastor's wife and a mom, a wee mom, she would say, from Northern Ireland.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, collaboration, community run all through this project. For instance, you and Lenny LeBlanc have a song on here, which I love. Tell us about that.
Of course, Lenny is a big brother to me and a mentor, and we co-wrote the song Above All, and prayerfully looking for choruses that would seamlessly flow out of a Christmas carol. You know, as we sang the first Noel, and we're going, Born is the King of Israel.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things.
It just thematically made sense. And all sons and daughters, they lead off with Joy to the World, which goes into Our God Saves.
Joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joyful sound of our offering.
And then there's a couple of folks that you wouldn't know their names, but I just really felt like I wanted to feature them. And there's a gal named Madison Cunningham, who's an 18-year-old worship leader in Southern California. When my wife rewrote the lyrics to an old Scottish tune on this album, we thought, you know, we should ask Madison to sing this. I mean, I can't hear it without, like, tearing up. It's just so pure and so beautiful.
Project is Christmas Worship, Volume 2. We've been talking to Paul Balazs. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Myrna. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Ever wonder what drives international missionaries to do what they do? Well, this is why they go. On today's Missionary Moments, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
The world is broken, with billions living in darkness, striving to find hope on their own. That's why we go to sprawling cities, impoverished villages, and war-torn countries. We go because God is worthy of all worship, and we are His missionary people, sharing the only hope for this broken world, Jesus Christ. That is why we go. Since 1845, IMB has helped churches participate in God's global mission. And today, through IMB, churches are sending people from all walks of life to join limitless missionary teams in the rapidly growing global cities and the harder-to-access extremes like deserts, jungles, and war zones. From students to professionals, to retirees to full-time church planters, every Christian has a part to play. Your gifts to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering make it possible for IMB to partner with local churches to equip ordinary Christians to make disciples and multiply churches among unreached people and places, fulfilling Christ's commission to declare His glory among the nations.
For more information about international and North American missionaries, go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose, as you heard about the Southern Cross Project, the Dropbox movie, Dave and Yvette Daggett in the Philippines, Paul Balazs, and international missionaries. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives of purpose, and check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.